Today's shir is dedicated for Schus for Fu Shlema, for Shalom and Bracha. Today's shir is Masech Nedarim, Daf Samaches, and we will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Samaches on Aleph at the top of the Amid. A previous shir we had learned in the Mishnah, Nara Marasa, Balo Via, Mefir under the rail. When we have a woman who's a Nara Marasa, a father and a Oris, jointly a Mefa and the Dorim. And in our previous year, the Gemara proves from the Pasuk, taught this halacha, says that this halacha is learned from the Pasuk of Mhayusil Ish. Today, we begin our shir with the Beir of Shmuel Tanam. The Torah, at the end of the Parashas Nedarim, Parashas Matis, says, Eila Chukim v'mishpatim ashetziv Hashem es Moshe ben Ish l'ishtoi be'av l'bitoi b'nurea be'savia. The Torah is speaking about a Nara Marasa, because the Pasuk says, b'nurea be'savia. And the fact that the Torah speaks about Ishli Ishtoi, to teach us that Mikala Nar Marasa, that says the Gemara, says the Beir Shmuel, is how we know Shaviyo Balam Afir in the Dereh, that a husband and a father made for the Dharm together. Because the Torah speaks about both Ben Ishli Ishtoi and Av Lebitoi. The Rosh asks, how do we know that this Pasuk is indeed speaking about a Nara Marasa? And maybe the Pasuk is actually, asked the Rosh, speaking about a Nesua, and maybe what the Torah is actually teaching us, that even when the woman is a Nesua, the halacha is that Avi Bala Mefir in the Dereh. So, answers the Rosh, if that would be the halacha, that even by a woman who is a Nesua, her father and her husband are jointly made for the Dorim, so then the halacha ought to be that the halacha of made for Bekoidman, as we spoke and will speak about, what is the halacha of the Dorim that were already here previously? Does the husband have a right to be made for those Nedarim? The halacha is that an Oris can be made for Bekoidman, can be made for the Nedarim that she had already previously accepted upon herself, and a Nasui can't. So if we'll say that there are very fundamental differences in halacha between an Arusa and an Asua, so then we can well understand why that there are different, because a Nasui is made for by himself, and a Oris is made for only Beshutfis, so we can understand why there are also differences in halacha about Kaidman, the Dharm that she already has. But if we're going to suggest, says the Rosh, that a husband and a father are mafed in the Dharm together, both by an Arusa and by an Asua, why should the Halacha differentiate regarding that? It's a proof that we're not speaking about an Asua. The Asua has one Halacha, that the husband is mafed by himself, and an Arusa has a different Halacha, that they're mafed together. Ask the Gemara. Well, according to Tana Rav Shmuel, that has, as we just said, learned this halacha, that by a Arusa, the husband and the father are made for together. The pasuk that we worked with in the previous year, Amhayusil Ish, that the pasuk is coming to teach us that Avi Obal Mafir and the Reha, my Avilei, what will they use that pasuk for? Answers the Gemara, Moikim, the Tana Rav Shmuel will say that the pasuk of Mhayusia is coming to teach us Idach the Rava, the other halacha that Rava taught us. We're going to learn a Mitzvah Shem in our coming Shurim. We're going to speak extensively about the concept of Nisroitna. As we just said, that the husband and the father are mefin in the Dorim of an Arusa together. What happens if the husband passes away? The halacha teaches us Nisroitna Rishus L'Av, that after the Ha'aris passes away, the father is made by himself. And Rava teaches us that the source that teaches this halacha of Nisroitna is because the Torah, when it speaks about the Nara Marasa, and the Gemara is going to say this in Mitzvah Shem in our coming Shurim, used the words of Hayasil Ish. Hayasil Ish means that she was married twice, meaning she had an Arusin, and then the first Arus passed away, and then she became an Arusa again to a second Arus. And the Torah says that the two times that she was Merusas, whether the Nadarm she made after the first husband passed away, and before she became Merusas, the second husband, are treated the same way as the Nadarim that were there before she became Merusas at all. And certainly, any Nadarim that she made before she was Merusas, the Aloch is her father, is Mephidim himself. There is no Oris in the picture. So too, any Nadarim that I hear after her husband passes away and she doesn't have a new Oris, the Aloch is Nisroiknam. That goes back to the father. The Aloch is that goes back to the father, and the father can be made for those Nadarim by himself, even though she was already Mereses. Ask the Gemara Verava. So that's what Rava needs the Pasuk. That's what Rav Shmuel needs the Pasuk from Hayasaya Ish. Ask the Gemara Verava that learns the Aloch of Namarasa from Hayasaya Ish. Hi, the Tanei Beri Shmuel, the Pasuk we began our shear with, Ben Ishlish, the Ben Av Labitoi, my Avadlei. What will he do with that pasuk? Says the Gemara, Mibaylei, he comes to teach us another halacha. Mibaylei, Loimer, to teach us Shabal Meif in the Dharm Shabbeinu Elabeinu. The halacha is that the Torah says that a husband can be made from the Dharm of Inu Nefesh. The Torah says, the Kol Neda V'Kol Vishvus Isser, Lanus Nefesh Isha Yikimeno, Rishi Yifireno. That the husband has a right to be made for or confirm a neder she made, which is Inu Nefesh, which Nadarim that affect her. She won't eat, she won't put on makeup, etc. If the Pasuk is telling us that Bein Ish L'Ishtai, that Nadarim that affect their relationship, also are in the category of Nidre Inu Nefesh, that he could be made for. Says the Gemara, says the Ran. So Rav is going to learn from the Pasuk of Hayasil Ish. One is to teach us the basic halacha that the father and the husband by a Nar Marasa jointly are made for the Nadarim, and also to teach us the halacha of Nisroikna. The Tana debate Rabbi Shmuel points out the Ran is going to learn Ben Ishla Ishtai. He's going to use that Pasuk to teach us that the father and the husband, the Oris, jointly are made for the Nadarim of Mereses. Another halacha that he learns from that pasuk, that a husband can be made for not only Nadarim of Inu Nefesh, but a husband can also made for Nadarim of Beinoi Lebeinoi. So it turns out that both Rava and the Tana Beri Shmuel, from one pasuk, learn two halachas. And as the Ran seems to explain, the reason it's acceptable, because when both halachas are so obviously learned from one pasuk, it's acceptable to learn two halachas from one pasuk. It's acceptable to learn two halachas from one pasuk if they make sense that they both should be learned from them. The machloikis between Rava and the Tana Rabbi Shmuel are which are the two halachas that we should learn from which pasuk. Even though we just learned that a husband can only be made from the Dharma of Inu Nefesh, he only can be made from the Dharm of Inu Nefesh and the Dharim of Beinoi or Beinob. The Aloch is that a father can be made for all types of Nadarim. But the Torah, quoting the Rabbeinu Yechiel, discusses the following situation. As we've been learning, a husband, an Oris, and a father are made from the Dharim together. While be the Aloch, if the girl made a neder, which is not in the category of Nidre Inu Nefesh or Beinoi Lebeino, who can be made for the nether? The husband can't be made for that nether, because we just said that the husband can only be made from the Dharim of Inu Nefesh or Beinoi Lebeino. The father can't be made for those Nadarim, because the father needs the husband as a partner. And therefore, says the Torah, quoting Ben Yechiel, a woman who's a Nara Marasa that makes a nether that's not in the category of ili nefesh or beina l'beina, such a nether cannot be mufar. The Meiri disagrees. And he says that nedarim, that the husband has a connection to, so he's a joint mefer with the father. But nedarim that he has no connection to, the father becomes, the father is the person that makes the hafara all by himself. And I saw that the Achrayim explain what is the basis of this machlokes. What does the joint partnership of a husband mean? Does it mean that it weakens the father? If it means that it weakens the father, so now the father doesn't have the ability ever to be made from the Dharma himself. Or does it mean that it strengthens the husband? So where did Torah gave him this authority, the Dharma Beino Lebeino, the Dharma Vinu Nefesh, the Torah gives him the authority. And where the Torah does not give him the authority, it remains as it was previously, it's the father alone. The Gemara now asks a question. The Baal, Ibailu Baal, if a husband was made for the Dharma of his Arusa, but the father did not do what he did not, was not made for his portion, what just happened, asked the Gemara. Megas Gaius, did it just eliminate the nether to a degree? Let's say you have a nether, 100% nether, so 50% was eliminated by the husband's afara, and there's 50% remaining that the father will be made for, a miklish kolish, or does he weaken the nether entirely? Most Rishonim say that even though the Gemara is posing the question where the husband was made for, and we want to try to understand what does the husband accomplish with his afara, but the same would be the other way around too. And that would be that if the father was first mefer, and now the husband's portion is left over, what did the father accomplish with his hafara? That's the way most Rishonim learn the Gemara. However, the Shita does quote Rishonim that where the father has much stronger ability than the husband, and that there's no question is that the father is Megas Gaius. What he does is cut the nether in half. And the only question is, in the case of our Gemara. So the Karen Ira makes a very interesting point. It seems that the Gemara is clear that the first person who does the Hafara, particularly the way we're learning according to the Ran, whether it's the husband or the father, accomplishes something. Why are we so clear? Why don't we suggest, says the Karen Ira, that the Torah required that both of them should be mefer, and until both of them are mefer, then nothing happened. Why are we saying that as soon as somebody was mefer, something happened? I saw that the Achrayim say, if the halacha were that you needed both to do a hafara, the halacha would be that if they didn't do the hafara at the same time, which is what we learned and will learn, that the halacha doesn't require that they should both do the hafara at the same moment, then how could the second hafara have any strength? It must be that what the halacha is teaching us is that each one accomplishes something. The Gemara's question only is, what exactly is being accomplished? Says the Gemara. So the Gemara wants to try to understand the question that was just posed. So the Gemara suggests, it's talking about a case. The woman made a nether she won't eat two kazesim of a certain food. And then the husband heard that, and he was made for it. And she ate the two kazesim. And now the Gemara explains what will be the halacha. If we say that what accomplishes when the Oris did his aphoris, he took off half the nether, Lakia, she'll still get Malchus because she started with two, because she started with Isser of two Kazasim. So the husband, by doing Hafar Megas Gaius, what that accomplished. So we have one kezayis left. So even if she has one kezayis left, if she violates the nether, she's a candidate for malchus. However, says the Gemara, Iamrina Miklash Kolish, if we say what does the husband accomplish with his afara, that he weakens the entire nether, so if he's weakening the entire nether, then it's Surab Almu. So it's not a very strong nether. If it's not a very strong nether, maybe there's no malchus for this. So the Ran asks that the Gemara Masechta Shavuos Daf Chabez Aram Aleph teaches us that by Kanamis, the halach is the din that we have throughout Shas, that there are shiurim. Typically, the shiur is actually kazayis. That doesn't apply by Kanamis. So ask the Ran, what's the question about two kazayis and one kazayis to be over for Kanamis? Even with the smallest amount, you'll be over. So one teretz is that the Ran suggests that question, if you have to have a kazayis by Kanamis, is actually a machloikas tanoim. And our Gemara is going according to the opinion that it's machloikas amaroim. And our Gemara is going according to the opinion that even by Kanamis you need a kazayis. Another explanation he gives, that even if the Gemara says that there's malchus even on the smallest amount, that's regarding malchus. But regarding a carbon, everybody will agree that there's a shear of a kazayis. So even though our Gemara is speaking about, uses the word lucky, says the Ran, what the Gemara is referring to are not actually malchus. The Gemara is referring to the carbon. And for carbon, you certainly have to have a kazayis. Another shot that suggested that this concept that for kainamis, you don't have to have a kazayis to be over kainamis, that's only by nedarim. But by shvua, everybody agrees that the shear is a kazayis. And the case that we're referring to here is that's referring to a shvua and not a nether. And by a shvua, you're only over the shvua by a kazayis. Says the Gemara. So now the Gemara identify what is the nafkamina if we say Megas Gaius or Meklish Kolish. Toshma, says the Gemara, based on the Mishnah, which we've quoted earlier in our shir, the Mishnah we're going to learn on Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, the Mishnah says, Nar Hamaros Avir Be'ala Mefirin Es Nadarel. And we also spoke already in our shir today, the concept of Nesroikna. That means that if the husband passes away, the father takes over the husband's position. What about vice versa? If the father dies, do we say Nesroikna towards the father, towards the husband? So the Mishnah over there says that Nesroikna is only stated from if the husband dies, that the father takes over his position. But if the father dies, the husband cannot take over the husband cannot take over the father's position. And the Mishnah and the Braisa now goes into many examples of the application of the halacha that we just said. Amosai Amru, when is the halacha? Says the Braisa. When do we apply the halacha? The Meis Habal, the Sreikna Rishus Lav, that if the husband dies, the father takes over his position. The husband never had the opportunity to hear the nether before he passed away. He heard the nether, the shosak, and he was quiet, and he died that day. He heard the hafer, and he did hafara on the port that he heard, but his halach, that hafara that he did expires with his death. Because as Rabbi Naftali Trupp explains, that each hafara by itself is meaningless. The first hafara of the husband relies on the father doing his hafara, and after the father does his hafara, the two hafaris combined that we should have a complete hafara. But if the husband died, so once the husband died, even though he had the opportunity to do hafara before he died, it doesn't continue to exist. The hafara of a dead person, explains Rav Naftali, is not a hafara that we could give any consideration to. And therefore, even though he did hafara before he passed away, but now that he died, that hafara becomes meaningless. Zui shishininu. This is the case where the halacha teaches us that meis habaal, the husband dies, so even though she was a nara marasa, that we keep on learning that halacha is a nara marasa, or vio baalam afirin derea, the husband and the father jointly are made for the nadir. Here, the father, nisraikun reshus la'av, the father will do the entire hafara. The father will do the entire hafara after he, the father will do the entire hafara after the husband died. But, continues the braisa, what will be the halacha? Avalim shama, if the husband heard the neder, the kiyem, not just as we discussed in our remarks in yesterday's shir, once either the father or the husband am time the neder, the halacha is that that neder is a confirmed neder. And since that neder is a confirmed neder, it can never be mufar. Or the husband allowed the entire day when he heard the neder to pass. And as we also discussed, you don't have to have an act of kiyum for the neder to be confirmed. Even if he didn't have an act of kiyum, he just knew about the neder, and let the Yom Shamay, the day that he heard of the neder pass, and he only died by Yom Achrav, and Yochel Hafer. That neder cannot be mufar. Because the neder was confirmed, whether actively or passively, by the husband hearing the neder. And once the neder was confirmed, it can no longer be mufar. Continues the Braisa. Shama viva hefala. What would the halacha be if the father heard the neder and he did a farah? V'lo hispik habaal shmaya, but the husband did not have the opportunity to hear the neder at shemei sa'av, before the father died. Zui shishinina. So now we have a case where we have the hafara of the father and not the hafara of the husband. And in this case, the hafara, as we learned a few moments ago, is not considered a valid hafara. Because the hafara of a person who died is no longer considered a valid hafara. And once the hafara of a person who dies is not considered a valid hafara, the only person that could do hafara is the person who's still alive. But who's the person in the case that we just spoke about that's still alive? The husband. And as we quoted a number of times in our shir, the halacha is a husband cannot take over the portion of the father. The father, Nisroikna, tells us that the father can take over the position of the husband. But the husband, Meisa'av, if the father passes away, Loi Nisroikna Rishus Labal, the husband can't take it over. And again, I repeat, why do we need that the husband should take over the father's place? The father already did what he had to do. The father was already made for. The answer is that since, unfortunately, the father passed away after he did his hafara, that hafara becomes a meaningless hafara. And it requires a whole hafara, but the husband doesn't have the ability to do so. Next case. Shama baal of a hefala. If the husband heard and did hafara, and then the father did not have the opportunity to hear the neder, and the husband died. So the halacha is that zui shishinina, this is the case where Chazal taught us the halacha, when the husband died, the father takes over the husband's shear. The halacha is, however, most Rishonim of the opinion, that when the father now has the ability to take over the husband's share, it isn't enough to say, well, I'm taking over the husband's share, but I don't have to do anything regarding the husband's share, because the husband had an opportunity to do hafara before he died. But going, following the opinion that we've been learning throughout the shiur tonight, today, that once the husband dies, his hafara dies with him. So it's as if he never made a hafara. Since it's as if he never made hafara, then the father has to do hafara. And the father does have the ability to do it as hafara. The reason the father has the ability to do hafara is because the halacha of Nisroikna. But that halacha would tell us that he has to do a complete hafara on the entire nether. Next case. Shama Bala. Her husband heard the hefala. The hispik ha'avul shmaya at shemes. And then the father did not have a chance to do anything vis-a-vis this nether until the father passed away. Ain't about yochel hafer. The husband cannot take over and do the hafara of the father's share. Shein Baal made for b'shutras. The husband could only do hafara together with the father. Here, the father is not here. That's very interesting. Here, the b'raisa used different wording than the b'raisa used earlier. We would expect that the b'raisa should have used the word l'nisrekna l'shus l'baal. That this is another illustration of a case where the husband does not have the ability to take over the shear of the father. Why does the Braisa, instead of teaching us that way, and again teaching us where we do and where we don't say Nisroikna, say Sh'en Abal Mefa El Bashutas? What's the Braisa trying to teach us? Because, says say the Rishonim, we would think that the reason why the husband can't do hafara here is because the nether got very weak. As we've been learning, the father's position in hafara is a much stronger position than the husband's. And therefore, I would say that the reason why this nether, the husband can't be made for, because it's too weak of a nether to be made for, teaches us the Braisa that isn't the chiddush. The chiddush is not because the strength or the weakness of the nether, but rather, what the Braisa is trying to teach us is that a husband, or better said, an oris, can never be made for only with shutfis. And here there is no shutfis, because unfortunately the father isn't here anymore to participate in that farah.